might be wondering what a guy like me is doing around here. Well, it's a long story. Let's just say I'm a traveler. I go about my life following exactly what I want. My desires on the wind. Sometimes I'm good, sometimes I'm evil, but this blade, it's never done me wrong. From as far back as I can remember, I always looked up to the samurai. They were the ones that, despite this world of dragons and humans, gods and angels and demons and everything, they never backed down. But that was a long time ago, and it led me to here. I'm a sort of sellsword now. The samurais aren't what they used to be. They were taken down by, some say, a rumor. One man that I'm searching for to get my just revenge, or at least pay him back for stealing away my idols, my teachers, my family. In truth, though, kid, it's not exactly what it seems. Maybe I'm right or wrong. They could have been just as corrupt as the bad guys. Who knows? But still I wander. Still I go searching for the breadcrumbs, the footprints in the snow, and the changes in the wind. I'm not sure what to make of it. The legend is, there was a swordsman so good he took on the entire clan at once. Some called him Musashi, others called him a demon. And still we don't know who he was. No one ever saw beyond that mask. A mask of a fox. A man standing no taller than 5 feet. Or if it was a man at all. But his swordsmanship, their swordsmanship, was breathtaking. I always searched for them. Ever since I can remember. Thinking they must have been immortal to have done what they've done, but here I am. At another bar, telling my story to a bunch of people who will probably never see me again. What about your story, kid? I'm not too keen on other stories usually, but if there's a lead in there, you can tell it. Nah, what am I saying? I got nothing better to do. I haven't had a breadcrumb in a long time. It's kind of funny, kid. You seem like you are different than everyone else. The way you look at my sword, my outfit, it's like you know something. Is there something you want to tell me? Well, now I can't just leave you alone. Not after that. You aren't very good at hiding how you feel, are you? And you have a sword of your own. Not too many people choosing to use swords in the world of magic. But still, still I see it. You must be someone like me, a wanderer. Well, mind if I wander right next to you right now? I'm just curious. How does someone so small make such an impact? To be free. I wonder what that's like. In some ways, I understand it as a wanderer, but it's not always freedom. I'm bound by this anger I have, this hatred for this unknown, and yet, even if I met them, what would I say? I wonder, would it feel better if I slew them, right on the spot? Would it change anything at all? I don't know who's right and wrong in this conflict. And maybe I'm spilling the beans too much on this story, but doesn't matter. I suppose I tell it at this point as more of a party favor than I do a true goal. I'm not sure what I'm walking for, what I fight for. Just a sellsword, not a samurai. I lost that a ways ago. And yet still in my heart of hearts, I can't get myself to drop it. I should, shouldn't I? It doesn't matter what they were, the demon of the past. Yet, you seem like you know something about him. Call it a gut feeling. Do you? I knew it. So you've heard rumors of them too. Anything new? Really? So you've seen them before. You don't like them very much either, huh? Well, not surprising. Someone willing to massacre and completely eradicate an entire clan isn't exactly a popular person, I'd imagine. What do you think of them? You think they regret it? That's an interesting take on the story. What makes you say that? So they look sad, huh? Maybe that's the weight of taking so many lives. Not everyone can do that, you know. Even when I have to take out outlaws and scoundrels, I feel it. That pinging in my heart. The proof that I'm human. It's not always a good thing, I know. Us humans have some bloody history. Not least of us, the samurai. I'm the last one, but I don't regret it. Even in this age of things far greater than myself. I can't regret it. Because the souls of my ancestors are all I have left. And random wanderers like yourself, who happen to walk my path just as well. So, why do you wander? Ah, so you're a sellsword too. Fancy that. Well, name your price. You take me to where you saw them last, and if we happen to find them, I'll pay you a whole bunch more. How about that? Playing hard to get, huh? Must be because you don't want to get involved with that kind of monster, right? Fine by me. Difference is, I do want to get involved with that. I have so much I want to say to them. What I'd say exactly? That's the funny part, kid. I don't know. Are you an elf? Interesting. I didn't realize it till now. You hide your ears pretty good, kid, but I can smell it on you. My sense of smell is really good. And you elves smell of either one or two things, usually. Blood or perfume. You smell like a bit of both, so chances are, recent job, I take it. That sword of yours, black steel. I've never seen one like that. Oh, so it's not steel at all, or a calcum. Haven't seen that one in all my life. Wasn't that said to be the rarest metal in the world? It's said it can cleave steel like it's butter. That's something I'd like to see, but hopefully not be on the receiving end of. How'd you come about something like that? Oh, so you used to know an old forge back in that forest. I don't know what forest you're talking about, but I'm going to pretend to for the sake of being relatable. What? I wouldn't have gotten half as far as I did if I didn't have a smooth tongue. The name's Shota Aizawa. And, well, it's nice to meet you. What's your name? The quiet type, I see. Well, that's not always a bad thing, especially given the fact that you have that mysterious air about you. Kind of plays off the same thing, and I don't know, it gives you that silent allure and maybe just a bit of attraction, if you ask me. Now, I don't mix business and pleasure, but if I did, you'd be the first to know. Well, what's the matter? Can't take it when someone's facing you and saying how cute you are. I mean, come on, what's the worst that could happen? We're both wanderers. You might be the first wandering swordsman I've ever met in my pilgrimage, my journey. And it's been so different, thinking about it. So, so different. Because you're the first person who chooses a sword over the other weapons, or at very least doesn't seem to practice magic, which is rare in its own right. I prefer to use techniques passed on by my ancestors, ones which I know very few people could know. The way you hold your sword reminds me of someone. No one in particular, just a rumored S-class adventurer. And if I would have to guess, since you're an elf, you're probably a lot older than you look. So, you gonna spill the beans, or am I gonna have to guess you're that S-ranked adventurer, aren't you? I mean, you weren't lying or anything. A sellsword is basically the same thing. What are you doing out here in the middle of nowhere? The far west. I always wondered why people would go out here willingly. Then you find settlements of people who refuse to move. A world that's war-torn but still beautiful. The world comes back where the people leave. And yet somehow where the people go is usually pretty warm and fun, despite it being the middle of nowhere. And lots of work to be done. You know, it's strange to me. You could settle anywhere, have that little special something in that piece of land that you call your own, but some of us just don't do well with settling, do we? Maybe because guilt, pain, pleasure, excitement, adventure, you name it. There's so many reasons why we never stop. You really do like your silence, don't you? How very elven of you. Or is it that you don't like razzing or someone poking some fun at what you do? Maybe trying to be too relatable? Regardless, we're both wanderers and we got a long walk ahead of us, so might as well, right? So, mind telling me more about that name of yours? It's not often you meet an elf as short as you, which is a relative term because elves are usually taller than the tallest man, but wonder, are you perhaps a half-elf? Sorry if that's offensive, but I was just curious. I know the elves don't treat half-elves half as good. More like a sliver as good. You must have been through so much, kid. I'm impressed that you made it this far, to be honest with you. You're brave, I can tell that. The fact you deny it just shows that you have modesty, too. That or a whole lot of reason to consider yourself downplayed, worse. Can't tell if it's guilt or modesty, kid, but you've got a lot going on. It might be ironic me calling you kid if you're much older than me, but what can I say? I just call everybody that at this point. Learned it from a friend of mine. Poor guy. It's been a while since I've met him. He's a scoundrel, but a good scoundrel at that. And I guess he rubbed off on me in our journeys together. Traveling with an undead. He's got a death wish or something. Speaking of that, I heard recently he stole some royal's son or daughter or something. I can't really tell what happened there, but that had to have been a wild ride. How do you manage to stir the hive like that? I've always wondered. So what's your wandering been like? Any friends along the way? Yeah. Didn't really expect it. You seem like someone who generally keeps to yourself. I wonder why you even bothered talking to me. It's kind of strange. It seems uncharacteristic of you, if I do say so myself. Is it something special about me? Recognize my face? Have we met in a different life? What's going on here? Or did you just find this roguishly handsome gentleman and perhaps want company for your trip? And getting compensation for a lead? I'd say that's win-win. I imagine I'm decent eye candy at least. As for if I'm the best eye candy, well, you'll have to find out somewhere along the lines. I mean, so that's how it is. What, just found another deduction about you. That pendant you have there. Looks like you were an illegitimate child of the royal family of elves, huh? Way out west, in those great forests. Maybe you were a sand elf. Regardless, doesn't matter. Just that must have been a wild ride. You don't need to put the sword to my throat yet. I mean, I don't know enough about you to do anything. Besides, you're an S-rank adventurer. I may be a wandering samurai, the very last of my kind, but I don't think I'd want to fight someone like you. Again, we may be going the same path, but there's no reason for hostilities. Touching on something touchy is kind of a bad habit of mine, but what can I say? I like to break the ice, really get to know the people I travel with. And there's something special about you, kid. I can't tell you exactly what it is, but it's just you seem different than the people I normally meet with. You seem a lot more torn, tormented, sad in a way. And when I see that face of yours, how beautiful it is, it's very tempting for me to try and make you smile. Get to know you, be something to you. Or maybe it's just my loneliness talking, and I'm just a pathetic man who's wishing for something more. Maybe I just want to see you hold my hand. Maybe I want to see you blush. Or maybe I just want to see you be mine. Would that be a problem? Certainly hope not. Otherwise, what am I going to do with you? I wouldn't know where to start. And if you keep waving that sword around, you might actually cut me in half. I'd prefer not to die today, especially not wasting this true silver blade. Surprised? Yeah, I would be too, except for it was a keepsake of my father's. He gave me this in passing. He was the last of us to perish in that attack. And this blade is said to be one of the strongest, blessed by the very gods themselves, not that I believe in them. I hope to be able to use it to take down evil. Though sometimes I wonder what evil really means at this point. This blade can exorcise anything with evil intent. And it's something of a reflection. If you were to take a swing at me at the wrong moment, I pop this sheath. Well, it's coming right back at you, so I hope you're fast. I figured I'd tell you as a show of good faith that I'm not trying to kill you. Though it's kind of funny, if either of us wanted to kill the other, it probably wouldn't be too hard. It just depends on the circumstances. I can only really do something if you try and attack me, and you can probably do something if you catch me off guard. So in that way, I'd say we're perfect companions for the road. Doesn't matter what people do. I've got your back. I don't care that you're an elf, by the way. It just means that you get to live longer and be slightly prettier. Trust me, you can't do bad with those things. Ah, so you're one of those elves, eh? You're the type that doesn't want to live that long, huh? I mean, as long as you live it up and make it a life worth living, who cares how long it is? Well, if you ever do want someone to make your life spiced up, you could always just travel with me. What? You think that I would let things get boring? Have I been boring so far, even for a moment? I should hope not. If I am, I must be losing my touch, because as a wanderer, I kind of pride myself on that. Well, just last week, I was fighting a dragon. It wasn't easy, but I managed to slay that fellow. Though I, don't really know the semantics of making dragons actually dead. I think I beat him, but I don't think I killed him. Yeah, something like that. I didn't know that they could recover from getting their heads chopped off, but, you know, things with magic never make sense to me. That's why I let the sword do the talking. And that's why I never like to face mages either. There's only so much I can do with this thing if they're not real close to me. And I might be pretty fast, but it doesn't change the fact that there's some speedcasters too. And I don't really fancy a game of chicken. Though judging by you, you probably don't have any problems with mages. Why? It's a gut feeling, of course. That's why I base everything off of. I can more or less judge you based on this gut feeling and tell that you are a monstrous person. However, it depends on how monstrous you are, how I react to it. Though I'm going to say right now, I'm not sure how to feel about you because I have a theory in my head. Well, now that we're this far away from town, why don't I ask you? Why did you lie to me about that lead? Oh, I heard it. I could tell with your heartbeat how it changed. You were lying to me. Why'd you do it? Sounds to me like you know them more than personal. So let me ask you. Are you the one who killed my clan? Giving me the silent treatment isn't giving me any reassurance right now. I suggest you turn around, face me, and tell me right now. I'll know if you're lying. I guess you weren't one for talking after all, so not sure why I expected you to answer like that. Oh, your sword is heavier than I expected. Or Calcum, huh? Careful now. Wouldn't want you to get hurt there. Damn. You're about as fast as I expected you to be, and now that I've found you, what the hell am I gonna do now? You're something else, aren't you? Why isn't it working? Mind telling me why it's not working? It doesn't make sense. You're too strong, kid. Well, I guess this is where it ends, huh? Go ahead. You got a sword to my throat, so you have every right to end things. Just put that sword to good use, at least. Promise me one thing. If you kill someone, make sure they deserve it. As for me, I probably do. But I only tried my best. I made too many mistakes, I guess. What? Why the hell aren't you killing me? You sheathed your sword. That's not how this goes. Don't you realize what you did to me? What do you mean it's more than just a misunderstanding? You don't kill people who don't deserve it. So what makes me so different then, huh? If you really are them, why the hell are you letting me live? I didn't travel all this time searching for you, just to get you, and then lose, and then live for it. Supposed to be or die trying. Why can't you at least let me have that, kid? Damn it. Does that mean I gotta do this? Never wanted to be one for seppuku. But I guess if you won't do it, then, well, I have to. Kid, what the hell are you doing? God damn. You're strong, what? You just bent my blade like it was nothing, huh? Well, true, that one wasn't true silver, but what the hell's your deal anyways? Just why did you keep me alive, huh? You knew who I was from the very start. Why'd you even give me this false hope? Why didn't you just mind your own business? You could have kept being that thing I was chasing for, but now... Now that I know who you are, now that I know you're someone like this, how am I supposed to just let it go? Mind explaining yourself what happened there? Or do dead men not get that? Oh, my mistake. Would be dead men that get spared by someone who murdered their family. What, do you want to thank you while I'm at it? Thank you for taking away my life and making me this wandering bastard who just goes around from bar to bar, drinking my life away. You should know more than anyone. I'm miserable, all because of what you did. So, how the fuck am I supposed to just accept that, huh? How am I supposed to just grin and bear that? I've never had anything because of that. And I get it. Now that I understand your roots, I kind of understand. In a way, we've been through the same thing. The only difference is I didn't ask for mine and neither did you, but you still did it. What happened to you was from some bastards from above, your own people. What happened to me was from you. Why'd you do it? It was too late for them. You think I'm going to just accept that? Except that it was too late for them. So you slaughtered them. And just how am I supposed to take that as a misunderstanding? I don't know. You don't make any sense right now. Why'd you even spare me, kid? Why didn't you just lop off my head? At least then I wouldn't have to go knowing these excuses. That's right. If you're gonna do something, you're gonna do a job, do it. Don't you dare leave a job half done. Don't you dare let me live like this, or I will come and I will kill you someday. It doesn't matter where you sleep or what you do. I won't let you get away with this. What the hell do you have right there? That handwriting. My father's. How did you... No. No. It can't be. What kind of sorcery is this? You can't have his handwriting like that. How did he give it to you? Why did he give it to you? You must have stolen it. How did... You. Damn it. Well, then I think I understand what happened a little better now. To think they were all gonna die. And they wanted a warrior's death. They all had something and they didn't have the heart to tell me. Then why didn't they at least say it? Why let me think this? Sure, it gave me a purpose. I didn't take my own life like I should have by their standards. Yeah, sure, maybe it saved me, but I've just been wandering. Sure, there's been good times, and lots of bad ones too, but why did it have to be like this, huh? You gave them a warrior's death, and I guess I should be thanking you. In a way, I never thought it was possible. I thought it was just murder. But it wasn't. I see now. Thank you. For putting them out of their misery before the sickness got them. The curse. Who really did that? You think it was a demon? What kind? Well, if you have any leads on that one, I'll be sure to pay him back. You're searching for him yourself. Well, suits me fine. You want a slightly disgruntled, messed up man as your companion. Well, you got one if you want it. What's with that smile, kid? After everything, I tried to kill you, you know. And look at your arm. I did this. We gotta get you healed. Here. I was saving it for a dark day, but I think I owe you more than that. It's some blessed water, and your arm will heal just like magic. Look at that. As much as I hate this stuff, magic sure can be convenient. Just look at that. The flesh just repairs itself just like that. And here I am sitting like an idiot. I misunderstood and let my emotions take me to a place I never should. I can make it up to you, huh? I mean, of course I want to. You were just giving them a peaceful death. A death where they could stand up and fight, where they couldn't fight against that curse. Worse yet, if you would let them live, they would have turned into worse than monsters. Mindless thralls to a lich. I hate it. Of course, I want to use that hate for good. I don't want to be the bad guy, you know. As much as I seem to not care about what people think of me, I do. I don't want to be hated. And I don't want to hate you either. Now it's strange to meet you after all this time. It's so strange. It almost feels like it doesn't exist, like you don't exist, like none of this is real, and... What the hell's the big idea kissing me? You just got a thing for broken men or something. Well, I'm not completely broken, just reeling a bit. A distraction would be appreciated. I have to admit it. Fine. You sure don't do much talking, but your actions sure do speak loud. Quite the distraction indeed. What makes you think you could make me catch feelings for you, huh? Well, I guess you would be right that I'm lonely. Right that I want you to kiss me. Right that I want a lot of things and that I'm a greedy bastard sometimes, yeah. Another phrase I coined from my friend, but I think I sound better using it. Yeah, pretty terrible at comfort, but the way you move those hands is practically illegal. Whoa, you don't waste any time, do you? Moving your mouth that quick to my cock like that. Guess you're into something more freaky tonight, huh? Well, if you insist, and you like sucking cock, I'm not gonna stop you. Ooh, give me some of that. Yeah. This wandering swordsman is gonna wander right into your clothes, right into those undies of yours. Tasty. I like your scent. Ooh. How am I supposed to focus when you're sucking that cock like a champion? Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, really trying to milk that cock with the sweet, sweet mouth of yours. Oh, fuck. Definitely distracting, I'll give you that. Oh, fuck. Fuck yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck me here. You suck that cock. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, feels so fucking good. Oh, you have like so much fucking experience or something. I can't tell, but it's simply so fucking good. Oh, fuck. You suck that cock. You suck that cock. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Ah, you really know how to put your mouth as the sheath for my sword down there. Oh, that bad. Oh, fuck. Yeah, yeah. You really treating me today, aren't you, yeah? Yeah, pretty slutty for an elf. Usually you folks are reserved. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so fucking tasty here too. Oh, you're really trying to make me fucking come, huh? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I can't take too much more of this. Yeah, you like that stubble right against your sex like that? Yeah, the feeling of a real man going down on you like that? Fuck yeah. Oh. Coming. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fucking amazing. Oh. Yeah. Well, if you want to take the lead on things, I guess I could let you this time. Just don't go too wild now. Unless you wanna. Well, then I guess I'm game for a bumpy ride tonight. How about you, baby? Yeah, you could be my kitty cat tonight. What? Don't like when I call you that? A proud elf? Well, maybe you won't be so proud after you fuck my brains out or I fuck yours. Maybe both at once. A little bit of tug of war going on. Oh, yeah, look at that. Yeah, looks like we both had some fun already. No, oh, I wouldn't think of things being over just yet. Not even close. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's the stuff. Nice and fucking deep. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. You just have a thing for fucking samurais like this? Yeah? Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like animals. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. 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 Oh. Fuck yeah. Oh, god damn. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, ah. 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 Oh. Feels so fucking good. That's right, kitty cat. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you want me as your man? Fucking make me be. Yeah? Yeah? Oh, fuck! Oh! Oh, God! Oh, fuck! Yeah! That's one fucking way to tame a sword. Oh, God damn! Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah! Mm. You like that? Yeah. Yes, you do. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, mmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 god damn, you don't stop, do you? Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, oh, fuck yeah. Mm. Oh, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, feels so fucking good, yeah. Yeah, kitty, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Let's come together, kitty. Yeah, just like that, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah, kitty. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Gonna come soon. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fucking coming. Oh, I'm gonna come so fucking hard. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. God damn. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck yeah. Feels so fucking good. Oh, fuck. That's definitely one fucking nice feeling. Yeah, you want a sloppy kiss while you're at her? Oh. 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 That's one hell of a fucking way to meet someone now. Yeah. What's the fucking big deal? You distracted me, alright. Is that all you wanted to do, though? You just want to fuck me and leave, or you sticking around for more? Just gonna let me wander with you? Sounds great to me, but God, you are some sexy beast, you know that? You really are a monster. Monster at fucking people's brains out, let me tell you. And I'm not complaining, not one bit. You are sexy in your mind, okay? Yeah, I might be taking too much, but so what? You're not gonna leave me, are you? Yeah, I didn't think so. Didn't think so for one second. How could you leave me when you're so addicted to me, too? Or are you just gonna pretend you're not? That only worked till I kiss you, right? I do want to be with you. Probably the only other person in the world I can relate to. Which is pretty sad, all things considered, but also really happy. Because if I have you, I don't need anyone. Nobody else will do, you know. This selfish bastard is gonna take you for a wild ride. At least if you don't take me for a wild ride first. We'll see how it goes. Maybe a little competitive spirit in there, and we can teach each other everything we know. Slow, steady, passionate. Lots of kissing along the way, too. I want you for you, not anything else. And even if it may seem like we just went at it like bunnies in a rut, doesn't matter to me because I have no intention of being with anyone but you, you know. You're everything I want, you know. And even if it sounds cheesy as hell, this wandering soul just found his soulmate.